From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is condemning what Spanish authorities say is a deadly terrorist attack in Barcelona. Writing on Twitter, Trump said that the U.S. will do whatever is necessary to help. At least 13 people were killed and at least 50 injured after a van was driven onto a sidewalk and down a pedestrian zone in Barcelona's historic Les Ramblas district. The police force for Spain's Catalonia region says it has arrested a man for the attack and is treating him as a terrorist. Catalan regional police say they are evacuating people from Barcelona's Les Ramblas street area amid a manhunt for individuals related to the van attack. Facing the looming threat of disease, Sierra Leone on Wednesday began burying hundreds of victims killed in a mudslide 2 days earlier in one of Africa's worst flood disasters in living memory. Volunteer health worker Alessine Sessa.
Yesterday to today, they don't send over 400 bodies there now. And yesterday they buried over 150.
Emergency response teams have raced to dig out survivors and dispose of bodies, but the central morgue is overwhelmed and many bodies are still feared trapped under mud and rubble. Aid workers said there is a high risk of disease outbreaks such as cholera since corpses are lying in the open heat. The head of the U.S. military said it is increasingly urgent for China to step up pressure on North Korea. A U.S. spokesman said General Dunford told Chinese military leaders the United States was ready to use military options if diplomacy fails. This is VOA News.